as Father Terry mentioned as we began Mass this morning, is that we are celebrating the most holy Trinity of God, the triune God. And that is a mystery for us, and one of the mysteries of God, of trying to put all of this together as these three persons who we think of in God and try to connect all that together. I like to think of it as God with us in the forms that God has taken on to be with his people. And of course, the first person of that Trinity is God the Father. And God the Father is from whom all things have come. And if we get too confused of trying to think of God as separate from Jesus and Jesus separate from God and the Holy Spirit separate from Jesus and God, we can just create a whole big confusion in our lives. And through that confusion, we can kind of lead ourselves astray to thinking one is more important than the other. Because God has given us all things, including Jesus and the Holy Spirit, to be with us as his people. As we look at the history of people in our scriptures and how God kept calling them back to himself, and they would stray because they didn't have this thing that they could touch and they could grab. And then they get involved in life and all the things, and they look at the things, that bad things they felt was that were happening to them. And they begin to worship molten calves, wealth, possessions of all the other things in the world can give them. And God would call them back. He would call them back through the prophets. He'd say, come back to me. Come back to me. I am your God. And if we can kind of get a vision in our mind of God being that tolerant parent. And those of us who are parents know that we run into situations with our children that we know as they've strayed that we need to make them feel loved and call them back to the family. And if we keep that image of God in our heart and our minds, know that he was a God that loves us and a God that calls us back and a God that will not stop loving us no matter what we do. Because we start to put our own thoughts and our own humanity into God. And yes, God created us. But God created all things in the world. And he created that freedom in us that we all have to love him and to love other people. God asks so little of us, so very little of us. He asks us to love him. And through that love, to act in the ways that shows that we do love him. And that's where we continue to wander. And all of us in our own lives, and myself included, we wander around looking for something that is outside of God. And the Father is always there saying, come back to me. Come back to me. And really what we need to do is recognize God as loving us and recognizing the fact that we need to trust him. Because we lose that trust, and that's where we fall into our sin. We don't trust that God is taking care of us and loving us. So we go to find something else that will try to satisfy us. And we try to satisfy ourselves with no matter what it is. And it's just an empty search. We don't find anything until we discover and to grab onto that love of God in our hearts. Then our second person, of course, is Jesus. And God in his love came in Jesus as God's visitation to us. God became present to us. And in that supreme effort to call his people back to him, he came in visitation. And Jesus preached to the people to call them back. Jesus called to people to change, that there are not things of this world that will ultimately satisfy them, and to call them back to God and to God's love. Jesus was like us in human form, but he didn't waver. And even in that God within Jesus, when he experienced those things up to his crucifixion, of people saying things about him that weren't true and to insulting him. And in the garden, when he prayed that this cup may pass him by, but he said, "That your will be done, Father. That your will be done." And as we get into our situations in life, we begin to look for an answer, and we're in pain. And we look for something to say, "God, you've deserted me." And we may even say, "I'm going to immerse myself further into that sin. That will take care of my pain. You're not doing it for me." That wasn't Jesus' approach at all, was it? Jesus' approach was to let God's will be done through him. God has created our world we live in. And it's up to us what we do with it. God has created these millions and billions of other beings in this world that may act in different ways. And we need to look at the scriptures and the gospels of Jesus. Jesus was picking up the lowly. He was healing the sick. And he was calling those who were so righteous to change and to recognize God in their lives. Does that mean that in order to love and to love all people in the world that we have to condone everything they do? No. Jesus didn't. But he called them to change. He said, "You need to change to come back to the Father. Change your hearts. Open your hearts to the Father. That's what I'm here for, and that's what I'm about." And that's what we are, to go out and proclaim the gospel to God's people and to call them back to the Father. God visited us in the form of Jesus Christ. And in that form, with that pain in that human body that God took upon himself, that we may know we are loved and we are forgiven. We're forgiven for all things. And that's so hard for us to grasp. Is we know how we may have acted. And we think, "Well, God can't forgive me for that." Well, God forgives all things. If we seek forgiveness, we have to seek that forgiveness in order to receive the forgiveness. We don't seek it, we'll never receive it. And that's up to us. Take some action on our own parts. And of course, our third person of the Holy Spirit of God with us is that Holy Spirit that God sent, the Paraclete, after Jesus rose into heaven, is present in our world, is present in our hearts. I'm just going to share some of my own thought and experience of my life with God, is that I've come to believe in my own heart that people are born with yearning for God. They yearn for God. They naturally try to grow and to receive God. But we let so many other things come in there that many times we reject it. And if we can just have some understanding that I have a yearning to be with God and for God to be with my heart, it makes it easier to open that heart to him. I know, and I've felt that yearning many times. Maybe it's during my prayer. When I feel that Holy Spirit of God's presence within me and I'm filled with joy, and I can feel that yearning so strong, my love for God and God's love for me, in those times when I'm in pain, and I feel that comfort that he puts in my heart, that God is with us in the form of the Holy Spirit, the triune God. God with us. God is always with us in forms that we know is a mystery to us many times. We just need to remember God with us. God loves us and He's with us. And He's been with His creation since the beginning in one form or another. And that these doesn't mean that God and Jesus have ceased to exist, but they still exist in the Holy Spirit. As God exists in all of us, if we allow Him in. It's difficult. Life is difficult to really accept those mysteries of God's love. But it's something that will give us so much comfort and bring us back to God, to a God who loves us. We need to know God in our hearts and to welcome that presence and know that He is present, never forgets us. God loves us unconditionally and always will.